This is an introduction.
All right, so we're talking about a new show that's out on the network right now, and it's a daily. It's almost like a soap opera, but
it's the new format of the soap opera. The soap opera is dead.
It's a primetime soap opera. It's on daily.
Yeah, but the best part about it, I think, is it's really taken into account how the internet works with TV, and it just in the middle of the day. New episode, first thing in the morning. New episode, 12 o'clock at night. New episode. You don't know.
It's something you would expect to see on the internet, but the show is being released. For those of you who don't know, the show is released on broadcast television at the same time that it's simultaneously released on the network's website, and you're not really too sure what time slot the network's going to put it in each day, which is just genius that. People are just glued to their televisions.
It keeps
now
you watching
all day long because you don't know when the show is going to be on during the day.
Yeah, the network's the network's advertising revenue has probably just like skyrocketed in the last 2 weeks. I'd assume. Well, just the ratings have got to be insane.
Absolutely. This past Thursday, they had the show on at 8 a.m. and then they kind of hinted that there was going to be a special second part of the episode on later that afternoon. So it caused people to just sit at their TVs from 8 a.m. to pretty much the end of the day just to find out what was going to happen. And that's unheard of on television.
It's got to be bad for the economy. No one's working.
Oh, right. I mean,
you can't.
The advertising dollars that they're making up surely pale in comparison to the number of people who are just staying at home and watching this show all day long.
I know. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's talk about, do you want to get into the characters first?
Let's talk about the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Back in the summer when the network started
the social media campaign.
Just a guerrilla campaign online.
Yeah.
So it started out with a fake newspaper was set up, and that was later, it was obviously attributed that the network had set up this fake newspaper.
Yeah.
And they had this article about about this video that appeared to show the mayor smoking crack. And so that's when they introduced the mayor character of Rob Ford at this time as the mayor who'd smoked crack. And it was kind of obvious that this was going to become a television show later on, but
you didn't know what was going to happen. So this was always in the back of your mind. Right. You're at the cottage, you're water skiing. What was that about?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Genius marketing campaign.
Unbelievable.
To just hatch the idea that we're going to come out with a show later on and you're going to think it's about a mayor and a crack tape existing of a mayor, but we didn't know anything else about this show.
Somalian immigrant gangsters. The show hasn't even explored those characters, which I'm sure they will.
Right.
But it's just unbelievable. You didn't know what was going to happen. But the tantalizing campaign that they put out there just captured the nation, possibly the world.
Oh, absolutely. And so then this newspaper that the network set up was, they called it the Toronto Star. So people were going to thestar.com and learning more about this mayor, the Rob Ford character, who would become... So let's flash forward to this past week. Everybody thinks that the Rob Ford character is going to be the main character of the show, but that was kind of a Trojan horse.
Absolutely.
Just to explore the politics of City Hall.
Yeah, and the politics of the media. And the politics of Canada.
It's the Canadian Wire.
It's the Canadian Wire.
I know we were both... I wanted to say that
for the conclusion, but absolutely. The Canadian Wire.
Pretty much all we can compare it to.
Right? Well, I mean, and even that's a pale comparison. It's a shoddy comparison because The Wire was poorly marketed, and that is actually probably why a lot of people mentioned why it did go off the air.
The marketing for this show has almost become part of the show itself. So you're watching the show on television.
You're watching a show about marketing. That's marketing to you.
Right. As you're watching the show on television, there's certain things that are left out that you have to go to the show's newspaper called The Star.
This is my only criticism is The Star's, it's pretty obviously a shell newspaper because they'll have every 10th article is not about the Rob Ford character, which right. it's kind of nice that they do that. But for the most part, I mean, it's obvious, but you know, you can't fault them for that.
Right. It's obviously just a newspaper that's been
created for the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Created entirely for the show. They've also, here's what I thought was amazing. The Star, the website. So not only are people tuning into the show, but then the Star hints that, hey, we've got another video.
Yeah.
And they release that video. And then within a few minutes, everybody's talking about this video of the mayor character, Rob Ford, just blabbering on.
And then boom, new episode.
And then a new episode minutes later of the Rob Ford character just talking about his drug addiction that over an alcohol addiction that over the past week.
They've been denied. And I mean, I really like the portrayal of the Doug Ford character as the loyal to a fault, absolutely to a fault, brother to the Rob Ford character. And I think, and this is my personal opinion and it's a prediction and you can call me on it, I think this is going to turn into a focus on the Doug Ford character in upcoming seasons.
Well,
I mean,
the media and the show has hinted at the Doug Ford character having higher political aspirations.
Absolutely.
And the Rob Ford character, who we all thought was going to be the main character of the show, is obviously on the decline.
Yeah, and they're barely focusing on him.
Right.
Like we haven't even seen the inside of his house. We don't even know that he has a wife because we've never seen her.
She's mentioned too, but they haven't cast her yet. She has not yet appeared in any episodes.
Yeah. I think, but they do show that it's a very tight family. They had the episode where the mother character and the sister character
sat in and
were able to encourage the Rob Ford character to get help. But still, watching that through this lens of the media characters was just amazing.
Let's talk about how Rob Ford, any shots of Rob Ford in the show are filmed through the lens of like a news camera.
Yeah.
We've yet to see the Rob Ford character outside of how the media portrays him within the show.
The only time they've done that, and they can't keep doing this, was the video of the Rob Ford character's inebriated freakout.
Right.
And that was cast as, again, it's through another lens, that of an iPhone of an associate. Maybe that, and who is that character? Who's the character holding that cell phone? Are we going to find out? Is it one of the characters that have quit City Hall?
It just leads us to, are there too many characters? And how believable is this show really? I mean, it's sustained itself for about a week, but it's packed in seasons worth of television into 1 week of drama.
And I mean, they're using the website, The Star, the show's using its own website,
sure.
this sham website, The Star, and they're using the yellow journalism of The Star to show the background of the Ford family, and really show what, you know, we're learning about Rob's addiction problems in the past. We're learning about, domestic violence. It does show this sharp increase since he was mayor of irrational behavior.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree. So not only I love the show, by the way.
Oh,
I watched. Absolutely. I've seen every episode.
Oh, I can't stop. I'm actually kind of looking at my phone while we're doing this just to watch for an update. I know on Friday they said that he's taking some time off, or at least he took Friday off, but that hasn't stopped anything.
It's kind of ridiculous, but this fake website, The Star, is actually my homepage, so I can be kept up on Rob Ford Mark, news of the show.
Mark, I can't believe you.
And I think when it takes a turn away from Rob Ford, which I think we both agree it has to.
Where do you go from here, right?
Although we all thought he was the main character, it's veering off into other directions.
Yeah, really examining society, our obsession with political figures and their personal lives, really putting stuff under the microscope about ourselves.
Right. The other point I wanted to bring up for believability is just the idea that this guy, we're supposed to believe within the show, he's still the mayor. Because yeah. up to this point, when we were doing this podcast, nothing had really changed on the Star. He was still the mayor, which I feel like in real life.
Yeah. I, like I said, I mean, it is a dramatic show, and it does.
It's obviously taken some liberties.
Absolutely.
With the idea that this man can but apparently smoke crack.
But kudos to them for being able to keep that believability, that that suspension of disbelief, that, you know, really is such a hard thing to obtain in a cinematic world.
Right. Well, they've portrayed it completely through the lens of realism and the media.
So self-reflexive. It's it boggles the mind. And again, we don't know. You know, the network's kind of been hush hush about who the producers are of this. You know, who are the men behind this? There's no credits. Is it us?
The show just appears.
Yeah, and then it just happens, and then there's a new episode. I don't know.
We never know what time it's going to be on. Oh. So right now we are going to focus on the Rob Ford character a little bit. I'm sure future episodes will have us veering off. This is all speculation at this point as to what happens from here. So let's talk about everything that's happened so far.
Okay. Well, how far back? There was something about it in the 90s. Well, I mean, like, we can go, if we're talking about the problems of the Ford family, I don't know.
They make hints towards that the brothers were involved. Rob and Doug were involved in drug dealing.
There was the sister's former husband. There was a murder.
Just such a web of characters you have to take in just the 1 week that this show has really been on the air, even though we've all been kind of waiting for it to happen.
You have that background.
Since
you
have this encyclopedia. There was a crack video.
Yeah, you have this encyclopedic knowledge of the characters on the Star, so it's...
Right.
You're okay with that. Mm-hmm. You're able to learn a lot just from reading and looking at other videos on the Star.
Absolutely. So my question is, does the Rob Ford character live?
If he does, you know, he's going to become, I think, maybe a sage figure to his brother, who maybe he will be an embarrassment, but maybe he will come around. That being said, I could also see him putting a shotgun on his mouth in a live episode, in a near future episode, and just, you know.
I mean, we have not seen the Rob Ford character without just being an incredibly unstable, sweaty man. And let's just say, what great acting.
Yeah.
The
actor playing Rob Ford, you know, the nervousness, the being able to make yourself sweat like that. Mm. I don't know if he's taking some sort of like chili sauce before shooting the scenes, but it's buckets.
The paranoia that he is able to portray, that the media, the police, and just everything in his world is coming down around him without a support system. Mm-hmm. Because, as we said, we've yet to see him outside of the lens of the cameras.
Absolutely.
Of the news media. So we don't know what happens when he goes home. We don't know if he has a loving wife to go home to, or if he goes and, as the character says, you know, gets hammered in his basement.
Yeah. Does he just climb into a drunken stupor when he gets home and you know, just black out from the world? Again, total speculation, and I think we'll never know.
And I think that's also a byproduct of us not really seeing the Rob Ford character a whole lot, even though the show is up until now has been about him. We've only seen him for about 10 or 15 minutes on the show.
Yeah. And yeah, if you put it all together back to back, yeah. Let's talk about some other characters on the show. You know, the first character you see, and I think he may play bigger later, you know, the character of Bill Blair.
Oh, the police chief.
The police chief, Bill Blair, yes. Yeah. Really, you know, he brings he starts the show off in this kind of calm, controlled manner. And he's been, you know, we get a lot of episodes of the show where there's a media scrum around this Bill Blair character. And he's basically the antithesis of Rob Ford. He's just this calm, collected, ready to speak candidly and honestly and professionally, but you're still captivated by it because you know that it's foiling this behavior of Rob Ford. You know, when Doug Ford said he should, Bill Blair shouldn't be running his mouth and that he should resign because of this. And Bill Blair simply shrugging it off. I assume if Bill Blair said that Rob Ford should resign, when he said that, he was disappointed in Rob Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we saw the result of that, was just Ford freaking out in the basement, you know, rubbing his sweaty head, against the wall. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I would think that the chief of police, Bill Blair, that his character will probably play a bigger role in later seasons,
mm-hmm.
as we've pretty much seen the show unfold in real time. There's a lot of allegations within the show that still have to go to trial. I think we will start to see the courtroom become a major aspect of this show and more developments unfold within the courtroom, and
yeah.
of which, of course, Bill Blair will be a major part of those episodes.
Absolutely. And even if it's, the Rob Ford character is not involved in the trials and it strictly stays on this Alexander Lisi character, we're going to see, seasons. The document that was on the Star, this 500 pages, I do not envy the intern that had to write that, because it looks pretty legal.
No, of course not. And that brings another point of that, even if the Rob Ford character is killed off, I think we'll still see that actor return in later seasons of, I don't know if the show will venture into flashbacks. It seems to be pretty linear fashion right now, but definitely there's future videos to come out.
Absolutely.
They've already hinted at two more videos.
Yes. It's genius. So,
will the crack video be shown? Can that be shown on television?
No, but it can certainly be released to the internet. And we already know that the network is not.
Right.
Worried about using that medium. So I can't wait for this show to...
It's just taking off right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that we've gotten on the ground level. But
we can talk about it.
I am so happy that this is not something that I have to sit and binge watch in my basement.
Yeah.
3 years from now when everybody's telling me, oh, you should have watched this show about this Rob Ford guy.
Absolutely. It's a new way to portray entertainment, and it's a new way, and I think it's a more moral way, and maybe even more lucrative. That we will see.
Oh, for sure.
See what the network does.
And the network has another show on that's been on for about I think 2 years now.
Two seasons.
Second season.
It started as kind of a fringe-ish show, but I think it's kind of come into its own.
Yep. And this is a show. It's a show about making a documentary of an Amish mafia.
Yeah, it's a really unique perspective of looking at, again, you don't see the producers, but you know that they're there because it's so obvious that they are. You can see them actually communicating through the eyes of the actors.
It's a show about the... I still can't wrap my head around this.
It's so
insane. It's a show about the making of a documentary. And the documentary is it's so unbelievably out of bounds that the idea of an Amish mafia couldn't possibly exist, but it's about the making of this documentary of this Amish mafia, the culture.
Yeah. Not only is the notion of the Amish mafia unthinkable, but the notion that someone would document it and have the ability to document it is unthinkable.
You see a lot of documentaries where you're kind of like, I don't know if that's based in fact. And this takes something so, so insane as the idea of an Amish mafia.
Which could never exist. There's no way.
There's in no world could there ever be such thing as an Amish mafia. But within this show, it exists. And it talks about how they try to make a documentary about it. So you can really see. When documentaries are made, what's real and what's not.
Absolutely. And I'm just as excited to talk about that show as I was to talk about the, does the show even, that we just, does it have a name?
It's a thing that's on TV right now.
Can we just call it the Rob Ford show? Like
for now we can,
until they tell us what it's called,
right?
Which they will not.
Until it decides that it's going to follow another character.
Yeah. And I'm excited about it. I think we're living in, great times right now. We're seeing a lot of really good entertainment out there. So next week we will be back with Amish Mafia.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited.
Maybe I'll see you on the moon. I'll see you on the moon. I'll see you on the moon.